Information America's farmers and ranchers need to know. Adams on Agriculture. Now, back to Mike Adams.
There are always challenges in international market development work, but when you have a global pandemic, those challenges are even bigger. But work is still going on, and in the area of the Asia-Pacific region, there are some signs of getting some things going again, back maybe a little bit more back to normal as far as promoting our meat products. Joining us now from Hong Kong is Joel Haggard. He is Senior Vice President for the Asia-Pacific region for the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Joel, thank you so much for joining us. Tell us about the work in that part of the world that you are involved in and how it's been impacted by COVID-19 and how you're dealing with that.
Yeah, sure. Good evening, and it's great being on the show. Well, it's interesting because the COVID pandemic, we watch the TV in the morning and the evening. We're seeing this second or third wave throughout Europe and the United States. But here in Asia, and particularly here in Hong Kong, but especially in China, things are remarkably returning back to normal. It's a new normal, to be sure, but it's much more normal. Social distancing requirements and guidance has been lifted in China, for example. Large gatherings are allowed. They're having trade exhibitions. We're seeing conventions being canceled in the States, but they're just really restarting back in China. So it's, it's comforting for us to see the marketing environment in China, which is, you know, such a promising market, return to a new normal for it.
Well, tell us about some of your efforts there to promote U.S. meat products and how it's going.
Sure. Well, this has been an extraordinary year, not only because of COVID, but probably more so because of the African swine fever outbreak that's really cut back China's pork supplies. And so I think most of your audience is probably aware we've been shipping a lot of pork to China, record amounts. But this year, what's been interesting is we're seeing the beef really starting to pop right now. And so we've been promoting in all types of in all types of formats, in-store promotions at Sam's Club, barbecues for traders, a lot of seminars and other educational events for chefs and distributors, pretty much the full gamut of activities. And the audience has been very receptive because we're in a particularly favorable position right now on both beef and pork, but on the beef side because of the Australia's tight supply situation. So it's been I have to say it's been pretty encouraging.
We're talking with Joel Haggard, Senior Vice President for the Asia-Pacific region for the U.S. Meat Export Federation. He's joining us from Hong Kong. Now, understand that some in-person food trade shows are starting to take place again.
Yeah, that's correct. There's a very large show. It's probably the largest food exhibition in Asia, and it's called CLSAAL, and that took place a couple weeks ago. So, yeah, I mean, if you weren't a resident of China, you couldn't attend because the borders are still sealed tight. But at the show in Shanghai, you saw tens of thousands of visitors, most maskless. MEF held a barbecue for 350 people after one of the trade show days. With no social distancing requirements. And this has been going on now for about a month. Former Ambassador Branstad held a barbecue at his house just a few days before he departed his post in Beijing. That was on Constitution Day, September 17th. So these are just, these are just some of the activities that have been happening already for over a month. And there's more coming. There's another, the second largest food exhibition in China will be staged within another 2 weeks. And in Hong Kong, one of the first trade exhibitions to be staged after the lifting of social distancing guidelines from the our third wave of the outbreak will be held in about 2 weeks from today.
So what are your thoughts on the prospects for sales moving forward into that region? Do you see a pretty strong market for us there?
Yes. The numbers, you know, tell the story. But, yeah, everyone on the pork side, people are a little bit nervous because China's pork supplies are starting to come back. So analysts over the last year everywhere, not just in the U.S., but everywhere, have been trying to figure out when China would be able to stage this recovery, just get its, you know, get its sow herd back in place and get the market hog supply back to an increasing trend. That's clearly happening now. And so what we see is we see China live hog prices dropping, but they're still extraordinarily high. But they're in a downtrend right now, and domestic supplies are increasing. But we're still forecasting very high pork imports into next year. This year will be the record year, though. We'll probably see a decline next year, but still it'd be a second largest import year and probably our second largest export volume next year to China. And, you know, on the beef side, it looks very favorable because Australia, it will take, they're at the bottom of their cattle cycle. So it's going to take them time to rebuild. Australia is the main competitor in China for us for grain fed. The U.S. industry got expanded access for U.S. beef in January under the Phase 1 deal that U.S. and China negotiated, and that's really been paying off for us. So on the beef side, it looks very favorable. And if you look at the weekly sales on beef over the last couple months, it's just a very nice graph line moving upwards.
How does the political rhetoric between the U.S. and China impact that market for U.S. meat products?
Yeah, very good question. I mean, it's interesting, and it's been volatile. There's no question. When China's official media gets particularly upset at something the U.S. does or says, then we see some, you know, we see some consumers getting a little sensitive about U.S. products and the flag being waved in supermarkets. But strangely, over the last month or so, it's been pretty good. One thing we watch is the way product clears through the inspections at port, and product inspections for U.S. beef and pork have been remarkably smooth, and despite concern on the Chinese side about COVID being carried into China on imported frozen meat and seafood. So it's been remarkably, fingers crossed, it's been remarkably stable so far, and especially over the last couple of months.
You talked earlier about some of the competition. Who is our biggest competitor in that market, and how are we positioned to deal with that?
Yeah, well, China is importing so much meat and poultry that they literally import large volumes from anyone and everyone who's got large volumes to supply. So everyone is playing in China. But if you look at the total value of meat and poultry that China imports, Brazil, and they ship poultry, they ship pork, they ship beef. Brazil is the highest volume and value country supplier of all meat and poultry, but the U.S. follows. So, but then after that, you have Australia, you have New Zealand, you have all the European countries, Spain, Germany, Denmark on the pork side, all South American countries on the beef side, Uruguay, Argentina. Everyone's playing in China right now. They need the protein. It's very competitive. China likes to keep its supply base diversified. It doesn't want to put all its eggs into one country's supplies. So no one has a dominant market share there. For example, in the imported pork market, which is, this year will be, many millions of tons, The U.S. has an 18% market share, but that's just below number one supplier, Brazil, which is maybe a percentage point or two above the U.S. So it's diversified.
All right, Joe. Really appreciate the overview and the report from that part of the world. Thank you for joining us.
Okay, Mike. Thank you. Anytime.
Take care. Joel Haggard, U.S. Meat Export Federation Senior Vice President for the Asia-Pacific region, joining us from Hong Kong. Stay with us. You're listening to AOA.